We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she'll choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
1 Thessalonians, we think about preparing for the Lord's return, but it also talks about what we need to do here. And I want to read two verses starting off Exploring the Word today. They're found in chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. It first says, pray without ceasing. And then verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Well, I want to share this with you today. That's what we're going to do. We finished the book of Esther yesterday, and we took some questions. But today, we want to make it a day of prayers and praises. And so that's what we're asking. Richard's ready at the phone, ready to take. If you have a prayer request, you want to pray, we just may ask you to make it specific and pray. And then you have praises, and you want to thank God for what he's done, what he is doing, or what he will do. So today is a day of praises and prayers. Alex, we do this every once in a while. We didn't do it very often, but the last two times we have done it, we've had such a great response. You and Brent and I said, we need to do this again every so often. So today's the day, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And we have a lot to praise God for. And the number, I'm going to give the number if you want to call in with a prayer request or a praise. And the number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. And Bert, I've got a letter here. Here, you can hear the pages. May I share something from something that we got in the mail 2 days ago?
Go right ahead, yes.
And if you've got a prayer request or a praise, we await your call. This is from an inmate in Dallas, Texas. And this is so special, and we give God the glory for this. This particular inmate, and his initials are RM. He might be listening. And he says that for 10 years, I identified as a Sabbatarian. In other words, he believed that, you know, part of the gospel is keeping a Saturday Sabbath. And we maintain that the gospel is putting your faith in Jesus to be saved. And he says, and I read from his letter, he says, I had not only disregarded your teaching, but worse, I disrespected you in doing so. Now, he says, I wrote him a letter because he had written to me, Bert. And I wrote him back, and he says, your gentle reaction to my letter touched his heart. He said, recently on your AFR broadcast, you and Pastor Harper prayed with a gentleman named Mike. Then another Mike called in, and you prayed with him as well. And he says that he prayed the sinner's prayer. It says, when you led him through the sinner's prayer, I closed my eyes and repeated it also. Thank you for this. And he says some very kind things about you and me. But let me say, RM in Dallas, Texas, first of all, God bless you. And we rejoice that you, along with apparently quite a number of others, prayed to accept Christ the other day. We give God the glory. And let me say about you, you said you had disregarded our teaching. Look, that's okay. It's not about Alex and Bert, but it is absolutely about Jesus. We do our best to try to set forth what God's Word says, but the fact that you've prayed the sinner's prayer and you've received Christ into your heart, that just means the world to us. And Bert, I know you concur. We praise God for this, don't we?
Hallelujah. Listen, that was some some day that we had the two mics, and we just praise God for them. And now another one, REM, and I got a feeling there's more. They've told us when we hear from one, that means others have responded as well. And so that sounds fantastic. That number, again, we have two lines open. We're going to get to as many as we can today, is 888-589-8840. But before we go to the first caller, I've got a prayer request. It's one of my very dearest, longest, best friends, Ken Cooper. He's a pastor. Now, Ken retired from the Air Force. We went to school at Blue Mountain College together. Then we drove back and forth to seminary together. He and I were just, man, we were both country boys and sharecropper and all of the things that go with that. And we just had a great time in the Lord. And he's in hospice right now. And some of my friends that listen, they know Ken. We want to pray for he and his family. And we just thank God. Ken was a pastor. Again, he went to the mission field. He served in Turkey. He served in Germany. And then he came back and was here. And just thank God for that. So pray for Ken Cooper. Alex, again, one a dear, dear friend of mine and Jan's, and just a great man of God.
Well, amen. Thank you for sharing that. And the number, if you've got a praise or a prayer request, is 888-589-8840. May we go ahead and pick up the phone?
Let's go. Where did we go to first, Alex?
Well, the great state of Mississippi, where the home base of American Family Association is, Mississippi. Harriet is our first call today. Welcome, Harriet. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to pray for our son, Jason, for his salvation. We've been praying a long time, and
How old is Jason, Harriet? How old is Jason?
He's
51.
May 1st.
Okay, I want to tell you what people are doing all over the United States here. They're writing Jason's name. I know this. They communicate with me and say, I'm praying for them today. So you're going to have a lot of people praying for Jason today and asking God just to do amazing work in his life of grace. Now, aren't we, Alex?
Absolutely, and I really appreciate you sharing that. And, you know, I often pray when I'm praying for someone's salvation, I'll say, Lord, I pray the Holy Spirit will draw them even now, make them hunger for you, and keep them alive physically till they could be born spiritually. And so, Harriet, we stand with you in that prayer for your son.
And another thing that I pray, Lord, send someone into their lives that will make that impact. You know, Alex, most of the time it's someone in the past or in the present that just makes that impact upon an individual, especially if they have had the background of knowing that. So we pray for him. Right now, Father, we pray for Jason. And we're asking God that you would bring about salvation in his life. As Alex has said, we're praying the Holy Spirit would continue to work and draw him. We pray that he would stay alive and, Father, that he could have more time to look unto you. And we pray, and Father, for you to bring someone to his life that would impact him in such a way that he would know of his need for you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Harriet.
Amen. Well, in Texas, Etta. Etta in Texas.
Hello.
You're on Exploring the Word.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes, go right ahead, Etta.
Well, I'm requesting prayer for my daughter, Megan. She lost custody of her toddler, and I just pray for salvation for her and return to her of her baby, who's now being taken care of by a lesbian woman who's really taunting her.
Oh,
and
my
I
word.
I just pray.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Grandmothers, mothers, grandmothers, and even grandfathers, grandfathers, the turmoil that they go through with some of the grandchildren, it is difficult, isn't it, Alex?
That is tragic. And Etta, we will pray. In fact, I'm going to pray about that just now. And my goodness, you know, it is so sad that the breakdown of the family and our abandonment of objective morality is doing what philosophy, atheism. Look, in the 1700s, 1800s, there was always atheists and philosophers, and there was what was called theological liberalism. There's always been those kinds of false teachings, but it never did take root. But 50 years ago in the 1970s, when there was the sexual revolution of the 60s, and then the escalating divorce rate and the growing illegitimacy rate, Bert, our loss of morals did what 200 years of liberal academics couldn't do, and that's to really almost destroy this nation. But I want to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Etta's daughter and grandchild, now this precious child under the care and tutelage of a lesbian. And Father God, we pray that you would intervene and, Lord, rebuild these lives, protect this child, and let this child come to know you at a young age. And Lord, hear the prayers of this mother, and please work in what seems to be just an untenable situation. Lord, we give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Etta, for calling.
In Arkansas, is it Lena or Lena? L-E-N-A in Arkansas.
Yes, it's Lena, yes.
Yes, okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
God bless you, Pastor. I'm looking for a prayer for a job for myself that works around my church schedule. I don't want to give up my time serving and worshiping, you know, to be able to work, you know. But I know I need to have a full-time job. And also, I have a big Arab family, and we're from Jordan, and I was born again about 12 years ago, and born in a Catholic family, and two of my baby sisters, they got saved, but I still have I have five younger siblings, and they have, some of them have children, and I really want them to know the Lord, my parents, my grandparents, and my sisters, and you know, I have a lot of family, so I'm requesting prayer for them as well.
Amen. Lena, praise the Lord for your coming to Christ and your other siblings, but five that have not in a job. Alex, I know this is tough on a lot of people in our economy these days, jobs, but they want to keep their relationship good and also their time, so church can be a vital part of that. We're praying for that, aren't we?
We sure are. Thank you for sharing that, and I know people around the country are agreeing with you in prayer about that, too. Also in Arkansas, Amy, before the first break. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you all for having me. I want to tell you how much I enjoy your show. It's such a blessing to me. I have a praise for my salvation. I grew up in church, but I really found the Lord a few years ago, and he's just done such an amazing work, and I'm so grateful. And my husband, my prayer request is for my husband, but my praise is also about my husband. God has really delivered him from some dark things, and I'm really, really grateful. But he's still struggling, and my specific prayer request is that he would be freed from addictions, and that he would be the spiritual leader in our home.
Amen. Mm. Amy, we're going to pray for that. We're so excited. Write Amy's name down, all of you prayer warriors. Praise God for her salvation. Pray for her husband, free from addiction, and be the spiritual leader. That's our desire. We're going to come back with more prayer requests and praises right after this break. According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding, and preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they are trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies every day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears the heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. Please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies. So be generous. You'll never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
And I say,
welcome back to Exploring the Word. Yeah, I love in Matthew 18, 19, and 20, the Bible speaks of corporate prayer and gathering. It says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Matthew 18. So, Bert, I think we have probably more than two or three, and we're agreeing together in prayer, amen, giving God all the glory. And there's power in that, isn't there?
There is. And so if we don't pray after each individual, that doesn't mean we're not praying for you. We are. And I'm writing them down, and then we can pray in a group for some of them as well. So where do we go to next, Alex?
Oh, the great state of Texas, a place that I dearly love. Brad in Texas, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hello, fellas. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you do. I appreciate your program very much. I'm just calling in with a praise report. I called in one time and was a little confused about who I was in Jesus Christ. I have since learned who I am, and you two are two. It's all because of you guys. I would have just kept going down the road I was going, thinking I was doing okay when I needed to surrender completely, and you guys showed me that, and I appreciate it. And I just wanted to call in and say thank you and keep doing what you're doing.
Wow.
Amen, Brad. Thank you. I want to tell you, Brad, stay on. The crisis of identity is our generation's question. Who am I? Who am I in creation? Who I am in Christ? And what you did, you found out who you are in Christ. If listen to everyone that's listening, find out who you are in Christ, and it changes everything. You know who you are. You know where you're headed. You know your purpose. And listen, Brad, praise God. And this is what Alex and I desire. We want people to be saved, Christians to grow, and start finding where they minister and serve. And part of our identity, Alex, is servanthood. And that's the highest calling in God's kingdom. You know it?
Well, it is. Well, that's Mark 10:44. He who would be greatest among you will be the servant of all. And, you know, this summer at the Cove, I'm going to be talking about our identity in Christ, because when we discover who we are positionally in Jesus, it's not only liberating from works and shame and guilt and things like that, but it's empowering too.
Yeah, it
and
does.
So,
changes
Brad,
everything.
We give God the glory. Thank you for that nice call. Kyle in Louisiana. Kyle, thank you for holding. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hey, I just wanted to ask for prayer for my distant cousin. His name is Eric Doeys, and his wife, Sarah, was for the longest time, for about a handful of weeks now, has been battling with a brain tumor, and today she passed away, and I just wanted to pray for him for strength. I'm not sure if she was saved or not, but I was praying for that. But I haven't heard anything from them, but all I heard was that she passed away, and I was wondering if we can pray for him to have peace in this situation, and that the Lord, that he would know that the Lord is with them.
Kyle, thank
you
for that.
And that he could have strength.
Kyle, thank you for that. This reminds me, Jesus was in the house, and the crowd was so big that a man that was a paralytic could not get to him, so his four friends took him and laid him down in the presence of Jesus. And it says Jesus saw their faith. That's unusual, their faith. Most of the time it was one person's faith. And Alex, isn't it great to have friends that pray for one another? And we want to pray for Eric, don't we?
We do. In fact, I want to pray right now for this. Father God, I pray that you'll give comfort in this time of bereavement. Lord, we like the caller said, we hope this person is with you now. But Lord, you are the God of all comfort. And at this time and in all times, we lean on you. And Lord, we just pray for your presence to be very real. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kyle, for calling. Thank you.
Pamela in Texas. Pamela, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say thank you for your show, and I love it. And I go pick up my girls, and after I pick them up, we listen to your show. So pray for them so they can grab your word this time, all the time, because I want them to be blessed by your word and by you guys. You are a blessing to me.
Wow.
But my prayer request is for my brothers, for them to come to the Lord. And actually, too, for my daughter, that she's been having migraine headaches a lot, and the enemy's been attacking us a lot in my family. So I just want you to pray for us that God will give us strength, and my brother to come to the Lord, and our daughter to be healed.
Okay. Pamela, we're going to do that. And again, we're praying this right now. Father, for Pamela, thank you for her calling. Thank you for her listening to Exploring the Word, and on this day that you would encourage us, and Father, now we know, have led us to have this day of prayer and praise, and because people are hurting, people are thanking you for what you've done, but we're praying for Pamela, for her brothers to be born again, that you would place people in their lives that would influence them, and Father, that you would keep them alive again so they could have opportunity to trust you as Savior. For her daughter, healing, Father, we know it, man, parenthood is so, it is one of those things that brings great joy, but also in difficulty, great trauma. And I pray that you would be with Pamela, help her to be an encouragement to her daughter, and we pray for that healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Also in Texas, Angie in Texas, you're on Exploring the Word.
Hi, how is everybody?
Good. Thank you for calling. Prayer request or praise?
Yes. I praise the Lord all the time because the enemy is always trying to inflict some kind of danger or something bad in my life. But I've been a child of God since I was 12, and I love my Heavenly Father. I love my Jesus. I know that he is real because I died once when I was 28. And I went up there to be with him, but I was brought back. And I know he's real because I saw him.
Amen.
In the clouds. And then, but the praise that I have today is that he has always been there to help me, to give me protection. I call upon him to give me the hedge of protection all the time. And just the other day, there was a fellow that ran the red light, and I was turning, and I mean, just by inches,
yeah,
we would have collided. Indeed. And but the good Lord was there for me again, and that it's like a miracle, because I also sustained another miracle years ago of I had a run in with an 18-wheeler.
Wow.
And you know, you've hit something when you, yeah, when you hit something like that. And I wanted to go to the left of him or to the right of him, but this little voice kept saying, go straight in, go straight in. So I hung on to the steering wheel, and something inside the car started happening that I can't explain. It, like there was a rustling wind inside the cab of the car. Like someone had touched my right cheek, and I just, you know, the Angie, tremendous.
Angie, you are blessing us. I want to just tell you, your life has been a series of God being there for you. I can remember those times, Alex, in my life, but you know what heaven's going to be? I think it's going to open up our eyes to see the things that he protected us from when we didn't even know we were being protected.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And Angie, I really praise the Lord for that. And keep on keeping on. And he inhabits the praises of his children, Alex. And Angie, yeah, has done that. And sounds like a lifelong praise report, bro, doesn't it,
Bert,
Alex?
I'm convinced. Sometimes we know of it, many times we don't, but God has spared all of our lives.
Yes.
Just more times than we probably know about.
Yeah. Angie, thank you for calling.
Tennessee. Freddie in Tennessee. Praises, prayer requests. Freddie, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. I got a quick story. I got to tell you, I have my little 6-year-old granddaughter with me in the car. She thinks I'm talking to Bert and Ernie.
That's okay.
She's looking at me really funny right now, and I've been trying to explain it to her, but anyhow, she got that half of it right. She's really impressed that I know Bert and Ernie. Guys, I've got a prayer request for the country. This country has slid to where it has, especially over the last 50, 60 years, because in my opinion, besides the obvious sin, is men have abdicated our responsibility to the Lord Jesus Christ, number one, to their wives, to their children, to their work, to whatever ministry they have. And I include pastors in that, especially. I know a lot of them who live with a lot of regret, just like non-called men have lived with a lot of regret. I want to ask for prayer that pastors and leaders, men leaders in their churches, will stand up. If there's not a men's ministry where your men get together, call it a band of brothers, if you will, call it what you want, get together on a regular basis. I don't mean on Sunday morning Bible study or Wednesday night Bible study. I mean beyond that, where men come together as men and fellowship, encourage one another, a pancake breakfast, a whatever. My church is 1,100 members, 2 services every Sunday. We won't do anything in men's ministry except a retreat every year or 2, maybe. Very frustrating. Promise Keepers has been trying to reignite its spark in encouraging men in small or large groups, and they're struggling to get that going again. They've tried, but it's sputtering. Yeah. Men need to be the godly relationship, first of all, personally, so that they can lead their families, because that has failed so miserably in those 50 or 60 years. You've got more people in jail without daddies of every ethnicity. You've got churches floundering because pastors don't stay in the pulpit for 10 or 15 or 20 years at the most. They're just heartened or discouraged. Lots of issues there. So I would encourage men, and pastors, if you don't have a men's ministry that's fully engaged, engage one.
Freddie, thank you, brother. Listen, we got others. You did a great job. I agree with you fully. If you can remember being a part of Promise Keepers, it was one of the most helpful things in my life. I want to do something real quickly, and you're talking about men. Alex, just try, all of you who are listening, try to listen. I'm going to try to paint a picture. You're in the middle of four men. You got one in front of you that's a mentor of yours, someone that has helped you and is still helping you. They're guiding you. You've got two men on either side that are your accountability partners. They're kind of where you are right now. You ask the hard questions. Are you reading your scriptures? Are you looking at things you should not look at on the internet? They ask you those hard questions, accountability, and you're in the middle of them. And then you got someone behind you that you're mentoring. You're trying to pour into them. You're trying to strengthen them. I want to just tell you, that works, Alex, and it works for women too. I can just say that, but men need it more. Freddie, I think he's right. Men advocated who they should be and what they need to be doing.
Yeah, James Dobson would always say that. Freddie, great call. I want to try to get to Cameron before this next break. Cameron from Texas, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Alex.
Is this Cameron that I met last week in Plainview?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I called in on Monday, but it didn't come to me. It never came. Yeah.
Well, listen, I am so glad we've got you on, Cameron. I got to tell you, and I mean this with all my heart, you impressed me so much. Your commitment to Christ, your knowledge of God's word, and everybody listening, if you want hope for the future, you should meet a young man like Cameron. Is your last name Stone?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Brother, you are the most dynamic Christian young man. Cameron, what grade are you in, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in sixth right now, yeah.
Sixth grade. Well, you are just very mature, very impressive. Hey, we've got a little commercial break. Can you hang on, Cameron? Don't go away. Stay on the phone if you will, okay?
All right. I will.
Cameron, check us out, Bert.
Yeah, Alex has shared that with me, that you know our phone number by heart. That really impressed me. So, Cameron, stay on. We want to talk to you and hear more about you, how things are going in Plainview, Texas. Stay tuned for more as we praise the Lord and pray for others. Dominique really struggled with her faith when she found out she was pregnant. She didn't know how she could carry her baby to term, but she called on God for help and asked for a sign. That's when she ran into who she calls her guardian angel on the steps of an abortion clinic. This man told her there's a better way, and he walked her across the street to a preborn network clinic. When she saw her beautiful baby on ultrasound and realized that he was an actual person living inside of her, the answer came loud and clear. She chose life for her precious son, Javin.
Now, back to the Bible study with Alex and Bert.
He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness.
Amen. We are those of you that know Jesus.
American Family Radio.
We thank you. Hey, that always messes me up when we have something later. I get anxious to get back into the program, especially when we have a guest on like Cameron. Alex, you met Cameron in Plainview, Texas. Sound like y'all had a great time, brother.
We did. And Cameron, by the way, thanks for holding. Seriously, and I'm not trying to flatter you, but it just blessed my heart last week. You and I were talking there at the Plainview Awakening, and you were talking about you wanted your friends to know the Lord, and just, I got to tell you, your stand for Jesus and your commitment to God's Word was just very inspiring, Cameron. So I want to say thanks.
Thanks for letting me call in, man. I really enjoy listening to y'all's show, man.
Wow. Well, that means a lot. Hey, now, I want to ask you a favor. See, we have a thing called a liner, like, and that's like somebody's voice. And Cameron, how about, would you say a thing or two, and we might use it on the show? Like, could you say, call into Exploring the Word, and you give the number. Would you do that? Can you recite that number for us?
All right.
So I'm gonna count you in. This is like, this is professional radio, Cameron. I'm gonna say 3, 2, 1, and you say, when I get to one, you say, call into Exploring the Word and give the number. Okay, I'm gonna give you the count in. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1.
Call in Exploring the Word at 888-589-8840.
Perfect. All right. Let me do one more. I want you to. I'm going to count you in. That, folks, we're doing show work here on live radio. I want you to say, "This is Cameron from Texas, and you're listening to Bert and Alex on Exploring the Word." Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
This is Cameron from Texas, and you're listening to Exploring the Word with Bert and Alex.
Perfect. Brother, you're amazing. Awesome.
Your radio career has started, Cameron. Okay?
Thank
you, brother.
One of you has been replaced.
This is awesome. Well, brother, you thrill our hearts, and you've got a great Christian family. I met your mom and dad, and you guys are wonderful. And please just give our sincerest thanks and appreciation and everything, our love and regards to everybody in Plainview, okay?
And Cameron, keep growing in Jesus. He is the one. Thank you, Cameron.
Awesome. What a great young man. Donna in Mississippi. Donna, I'm glad you called in, but it's going to be tough to surpass Cameron, but welcome, Donna.
You are absolutely right. Brother Alex, I've enjoyed listening to your show so much through the years, and I appreciate your taking my call. I have a prayer request and a praise for my husband, John, and his dad, John, 90-year-old father-in-law. We need wisdom and love and making good decisions of taking care of him. For Papa's current and future care, and to give my husband strength and guidance through your prayer.
Yes.
And I have a praise for my sister-in-law, Julie, who is my sister-in-love, really, who I've Amen. Known since I've been married to my dear husband, John, since 1977. I just have a praise for her and my dear friend Tammy, blessings and God's comfort and love to surround them. Okay. They have been such wonderful support to us.
Amen, Donna. Mm-hmm. Listen, to have those friends that care for you through thick or thin, pray for you, and is there, what a blessing it is. And one of them being your sister-in-law, what a joy that is. And yes, caring for elderly parents, it is difficult and it's hard and decisions are difficult. So we want to pray for that. Write Donna down and her husband, John, and his dad, John, and wisdom on what to do. Thank you, Donna, for calling.
Mm. In Alabama, Christy in Alabama, welcome to Exploring the Word.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Hi. I was calling for a prayer request about my marriage.
We will pray. Is there any specific way we can pray for you without it being too personal?
It's real complicated, and both of us have a kind of a traumatic past, but it's just gotten where it's toxic, not so toxic that it would be. I know things can be really toxic, but it's so toxic, and I'm the leader. I'm the head of the house. and I carry everything, and I'm just exhausted. I'm overly exhausted all the time.
Well, we're going to pray for you. Mm-hmm. Are you guys getting any counsel, godly counsel, from any individual, Christy?
Yeah, we've a lot. Okay. And so that's where it gets kind of where you're just,
okay,
you do all these things and nothing happens.
Okay, we're going to pray for your marriage. We got so many people online waiting, but we are praying, write Christy's name down for her marriage and for her husband to start sharing the load, sounds like.
Yes, God. And for a marriage miracle, and I'm going to tell you, folks, marriage miracles are possible.
They
really are.
Amen. Thank
so,
you,
Christy, we're praying for you. Lori, is it Arkansas, Lori?
Yeah, I'm in Arkansas.
Yeah, welcome. What you got?
Thank you. I have a prayer request for myself. I've been battling depression my entire life, and I just feel so dead inside, and I just want to feel some joy. I read the Bible. I go to church when I can, but my schedule doesn't always let me, and I just feel so empty.
Okay. Lori, wow. We're going to pray for you. It's like being in a tunnel where you cannot see the light either end. That's the best description that I've heard people talk about depression with people that I know have been in it. And we're asking God, listen, medical help, if you can get it, but you need, when you get medical help, you also need counseling to be an overcomer. And that's what we're going to pray for you, for depression, that would be conquered in you through the power of God. We really are. But also sometimes it's some medical issues that causes some things not to be balanced in your brain. I honestly do that. Now, you can't be totally dependent on it, but they can become a bridge for the hope that you can have. So, Lori, we're going to be praying for that. Alex, depression is a debilitating thing for believers sometimes. And
yeah,
depression was a part of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. When you read David, you can see he was depressed at times. Elijah. So you have spiritual depression, but then you have that chronic depression, and that is dangerous, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And so we are lifting you up. And please know there is hope. Sometimes it's a long journey and it's a long pathway. But, Bert, I was just earlier today talking with a Christian brother here in North Carolina. And he was talking about how God, there had been some physical, he was injured on the job and some depression. And he got in a very dark place, but God brought him out of it. So,
amen.
Lori, just know there is hope, and there is a new day, and God will bring you to that point. I believe that.
And, Lori, if you're still listening, when you get that victory, call us and let us know, because we're believing it. Go ahead, Alex.
Gail in Kansas. Gail, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm calling for a prayer request for my daughter's fiance. He too is terribly, terribly depressed, and he fights his demons from his past, and he is a believer, but he has started drinking and has turned to alcohol, and I don't know how to help him.
Okay.
And you know, that in itself is a depressant.
Yeah, you're compounding the issue. Those of you that are doing that, and this is just advice, those of you that are fighting depression and you're looking to alcohol, you're compounding the depression. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I'm going to give a couple of verses, and I know we've got some calls, but in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, God said to Israel, but it's for us as well, quote, now listen to this, the Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And sometimes people will say, well, yeah, but how do I do that? Well, Philippians 4:8, see, sometimes we have to be on a program of thought replacement, okay? Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is praiseworthy or excellent, think on these things. And Philippians 4:8 really means think on these things as opposed to thinking about other things. And Bert, you know, sometimes I write down things on a legal pad. I've probably caused the loss of forests of trees because I use up legal pads. But sometimes, folks, write down how good God has been to you. And, you know, count the old song, count your blessings. You name them one by one, and it will amaze you what the Lord has done. Bert, at least in my own heart, depression or the blues, they go away when I start listing all the things God has done, and we praise God, and you'll realize, wow, the Lord's been really good to me.
Yep.
Don't you find that praising God is good?
It is for my benefit. God inhabits the praises of his children, but it's to my benefit when I do that. I found out that I have more to be thankful for, and that's what it says, giving thanks in all things, for in Christ Jesus he loves you. And I would say this, Gail, please talk to your daughter and say, okay, you may have to delay this. You know that delaying, I hope it doesn't cause more depression, but that sounds like a dangerous thing to enter into in marriage. So we're going to be praying for that. Thank you, Gail, for calling.
Yes. Ronnie in Oklahoma, you're on Exploring the Word, Ronnie.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I would like to have y'all say a prayer for my father-in-law. His name is Ray. He turns 80 this weekend. And he uses the excuse when he was brought up as a Catholic that the nuns, you know, were mistreating him and spanking him on the back of his hand with a ruler. And he has turned his back on God all of his life. And he's to the age where he needs to stand up. And I just ask that you pray for the Holy Spirit to talk to him and make him see the light.
Ronnie, thank you for that call. Your father-in-law, his name is Ray. He needs to know people. We hope they show God's love and God's care. But sometimes, Alex, it's not shown, isn't it? And that hurts.
Well, yes, and I want to pray. Thank you for sharing this. And let's agree together. And look, it is God's will. The Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish. So let's pray for Ray to open his heart to Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this man named Ray, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would cause him to desire you. Let him hunger to know you. And at 80 years old, the time is shorter than it's ever been. So Father God, this prayer that we pray, that you would keep him alive physically till he could be born spiritually. We ask that you would save this man's soul, but you would cause him to want to know you. And Lord, getting reprimanded by the nuns growing up, that's no reason to not be open to Jesus. And I know all across our nation, millions and millions need Christ. And so we pray for a great sweeping movement of the Holy Spirit whereby millions will be saved, be born again by putting their faith in you. And we ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for the result that you will give. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that. Back in Texas, Kenneth in Texas. Kenneth, thanks for holding. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
Yes. I've been struggling with an addiction.
Okay.
Since I was 13.
I'm sorry, say that again, Kenneth.
He's been struggling with an addiction since how old, Kenneth?
Since I was 13.
Well,
listen, forgive me, time fleets away. So we've only got about a minute left. So any final remark? And we will be praying for you, Kenneth.
Thank you.
Okay. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for Kenneth calling. He held on a long time, and his addiction has been a long time. But Father, just like this program is coming to an end, we pray in the name of Jesus that Kenneth's addiction that he's had for these years, he would be delivered in the power of Jesus Christ, looking unto you. You're the author, you're the finisher of our faith, Father, and we pray that Kenneth has trusted you and now that he will live for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the deliverance that you give in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Kenneth.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Alex, pray about 20. I didn't count them all, but what a day. We love these days, don't we?
I feel like I've been to church.
Amen. Me too.
And my heart is rejoicing. Folks, Jesus is for you. Jesus loves you. And in Christ, you have the victory in all things. That's true, isn't it, Bert?
Happy Easter, everyone.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
We'd like to thank Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion. And every day, their network clinics rescue 200 babies. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.